Hello and namaste to all Ragasurabhi Rasikas. It is indeed a great moment for all of us for having completed 350 weeks of this musical journey called Ragasurabhi. We owe you all a big, big thanks for having been a big part of this journey and for traveling all along with us and for encouraging, motivating and supporting us. For any Carnatic Rasika, after the primary goal of Raga identification is kind of accomplished, they then wish to understand and connect with Swarasthanas. In fact, many of you have time and again written to us asking us to address this area in particular. Swarasthanas cannot be made as simple as what we did with the raga identification. It requires at least a little bit of formal training. But I've always felt we could address this whole thing in a different scientific manner and see if that helps Rasikas in getting at least some understanding about Swarasthanas and Akarams. So this quiz is a kind of an experiment, a baby step towards that goal. All music is nothing but collection of sounds of different frequency. Rasikas normally do not have any problem in identifying whether a particular phrase is being sung in the low pitch or high pitch. In other words, low frequency or high frequency. In order to understand and decipher akarams, one has to focus a little bit more on how the frequency changes during the course of the phrase. For example, ta na na na, ta na na na. Now you listen to the first note and the last note. You can clearly see the first note has a higher frequency compared to the last note, and the overall phrase has a kind of a descent from high to low frequency. I think this is the first step of understanding Swarasthanas and Akarams. In this quiz, we have different audio clips of Akaram phrases and we have equivalent frequency graphs which have been plotted capturing the changes in the frequency during the course of the Akaram phrase. You need to match the audio clip with the appropriate frequency graph. To get you started, we have a trial DIY section. You can first attempt that section, try to get a hang of how to go about this, verify your answers, and then get started with the actual quiz. I would not want to go elaborating on how to solve this quiz. I'm sure if you listen keenly and focus on the frequency changes happening during the course of the Akaram, you should be able to solve these problems. I wish you loads of fun and lots of learning, and all the very best. Thank you very much.